It's nice. It just really emphasizes that the way to develop the perception of impermanence is really seeing all of the khandhas individually, just as they are, such as form, such as perception, such as feeling, and watching their arising and watch their passing away. I was thinking about that and was contemplating that and the experience of doing that, and just how important that it takes a lot of patience and attention not to follow the impulses that come along with all sorts of perceptions and feelings and experiences, and that to really see the transience in, not only, the body, but also the transience of feelings, how quickly they arise and pass away, and perceptions, to really see that changing nature, that arising and passing away, there has to be a real close and very quiet attention to the experience itself right in the moment. Otherwise, you just get lost in that impulse to seek the pleasant or avoid the unpleasant or just check out when it's neither. And it takes a real determination not to just follow the impulse and go in and satisfy the longing or run away from the painful. But when you can do that, when you really can be with something rather than following it and reacting to it, then it's a real deep insight into just how everything just passes away based on its own lifetime.